Maybe we'll just read the line by line this long Tosfos on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The bottom Tosfos, the machlokes between Rab Sheshes and Rab Elazar. What is the machlokes of Rabbeir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah? Whether it's possible to be Mishachar and Eved Knaini with Kesef Al Yedei Atzmo. So Rab Sheshes says the machlokes is, first thing Mar suggests that maybe it's a machlokes, whether is there a din of Kol Mashikon Evikon Rabbo? Maybe the Chachamim denied the whole existence of the principle. Mara said, nah, that's not Mustafa, that's Mekubal. Machlokes says, if you give it, you can Masa Masha Kosabatur, Bedovish Mamma Tanoi Kayam. Ira Meir holds Bedovish Mamma Tanoi Bottle. So the Gemara in Boga Mitzia and Dav Tzadik Dalit. The Gemara sounds like even Meir would agree. The mayor says he can't have it. It's not Rav Meir l'shitos that he holds Masa Mashkaz Batora tonight bottle and my Sikayim. That's not the reason why. The answer is because the Gemara in Bav Mitzia Daf Tzadik Dalid, the Mishnah says there Masa Nishar liyaspotam in ha'onsin Masa Nishar Masachar liyaspotam in ha'neva v'yaveda. And that's a Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says, should I say it's a Stam Mishnah the like Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds Masa Mashkaz Batora Shemam and tonight bottle. How come over here there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yudah? That's unusual. And Gemara says, no, Shani Hossam, Meikor lo Shibed Nafshe. So the Rishonim say, you see, Shitim Uvetzes there, you see from this Gemara that there are cases where even Rav Meir agrees that that there's no problem of Masna Mashkaz B'dar B'dav Shem Imamim. So the Shitim Uvetzes there quotes the Ritva that the only time Rav Meir holds B'dav Shem Imamim to Noi Batel is like Hariat Mukadeshis Hamarash and Lachalai Sherksis Vyaina, because that's a lav in the Chumash. Sherksis Vyaina is a low yigra. So since there's a lav, so therefore we treat it like Dabisha Bis. But the Shemachinim, Shemachar, whatever, that's plain mammon, pure mammon. So even Rab Meir would agree that Masna Mashkat, but Dabisha Mammon Tanakan. So according to that, it was good over here also. This is just plain mammon. There's no Yisr involved over here at all. Even according to the other Rishayim who don't learn like that in the Gemara, that you don't have to have an Issa. But over here, it must be that this Rav Meir would have agreed to that. So the Rashba gave his interpretation why. Rashba explained why does Rav Meir hold the Tanai bottle? Because the Tanai has to be agreed upon by the both parties whose Das is needed. The Shichur, you don't need Das or Evet. You can get Shichur Bal Korcha if the Evet is here, but the Matana. You want to give a matana to the Eved. Someone wants to give him a fortune, a $500,000, so a matana, you need das of the both parties. So who is the other party? You say, you make a kinyan between the Good Samaritan and the Eved, and then the din steps in and says that it goes to the Odin, called Mashiach Kan Eved Kan Rabbi. They say, no, that the Eved is not a bailam over here at all. It goes directly to the Odin. It doesn't even go theoretically through the Eved. So the Eved is not a Balaam to be masking on the Tanai. That's what the Rashba interpreted in the Machlokes. Okay. The Nachmal said this. So Rav Sheshes claims, Machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Loza, what is the Machlokes Rav Meir on the Chacham? So Rav Sheshes says, Machlokes is a good Samaritan who gives $500,000 to the Eved, Almanas, She'ein L'Rabach Rishuzbay. That's the Machlokes. Why? Because Masa Mashkaz but Davishim Imamim Tanai Kaim, so it should be Chal. And so why does Rav Meir hold it's not Chal? So the Rashba gave his whole fantastic explanation why. And then Rav Loza says, not true. Rav Loza Ram, Mekolki Agavna, if that would be the case, Kuli Amvalo Pligi, Kon Evi, Kon Rabbi. The Chacham would never disagree with Rav Meir. In other words, according to the Rashba's interpretation, all the Greek goes directly to the Odon, doesn't go via the Evid, even theoretically, it doesn't go by the Eved. So the Eved is not a Bailam to be maskim to this Tanai. So what is the Machlokes? Kigon, the Aknele, for the sole purpose, Hamanash, it takes the Bol Echeris. It doesn't even go to the Eved, L'chol Dovar. So Rav Meir says still, he had no right to make such a Tanai. It goes via it goes directly to the Yodon. The Yodon didn't agree to the Tanai. So therefore, the Tanai is not valid. And the Chacham and Rav Meir say, no, the Odin is not in the picture. It's not Shach to go to the Odin here. It only goes to the Eved with respect to Almanash HaTeis Bo L'Cheres. The only time it's Shach to say it goes to the Odin, and then to Abba Machlokes HaTorayim, does it go directly, does it go indirectly? That's only if it's Amunah Shein LaRabach Rishus, but it belongs to the Eved completely. But if it doesn't even belong to the Eved for other purposes, only for this one purpose, then the Odin is out of the picture. So the only one you're dealing with is the Eved. So the Eved was masking with it tonight. So that's the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Meir holds even in such a case also, it does go to the Odin, and therefore the Odin is in the picture, and therefore the Odin is the Das Bailam. He never agreed to the Tanai. And the Chacham and the Rav Meir disagreed. So now the Tosfos wants to discuss how do we pass on the Aloch and this Machlok. Amar Rabbi Natan, the bottom Tosfos. The Aloch of Rav Meir, Dein Kinyan Levit below Rabba, Dein Kinyan Leisha below Bailam. The Gemara keeps on putting together the two. If you all Dein Kinyan Levit below Rabba, Dein Kinyan Leisha below Bailam. The Gemara put it together, so the Tosfos puts it together. And the din is like Rav Meir in Rav Sheshis' version. The Muki Plukta, he's Etzan, the Machlegs Hamen Achamim, Kimakna Le Achim, and the Good Samaritan gives him $500,000, Ramalei, Amanosh and the Rabbi Shus by the Mashma, this is Rabbi Natamzik, Abba, the Amalei, Amanosh Tetsa Bodacheris, if he gives it to the Good Samaritan, gives the $500,000 to the Yevit, solely for the purpose of Yotze Zan Lecheris, I feel the Rav Meir invited that it would help. How does he know that that's so? Because he has a rife in the Gemara Nidorim. Chimash meperk basud in Nidorim. It's not hosam hamad dechasno hanom imenu. He doesn't get along with his son-in-law. He likes his daughter, who's married, but he doesn't get along with his son-in-law. So he made a neder. Son-in-law is not allowed to get any hanom from me. Who rotzo los his mois lebito? Wants to give money to his daughter. But whatever he's going to give to the daughter is going to go directly to the son-in-law. So then he's Mahana the son-in-law, so he has to say I'm a law, harima. So he should say when he gives the gift, the money to the daughter, harima salol and sunim lochmim. Atan vatchalay hele baruch b'shus behem. Elo mashat noisis when it's sent to tochti. It doesn't even belong to you for other intents and purposes. You have no right to use the money to buy shoes or to buy dresses, only for the purpose of food. So since he didn't give it to the daughter legamrei, so the husband is out of the picture. The only time you say one who gives a matana to the wife called Masha Kansiyin Shekana Bailo, that's only if they gave the matana to the wife Lachalutin. But if it's only if someone gave the matana to the wife for a specific purpose, then the husband's out of the picture, then mele, the wife can be kainu. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, how do we pass? So Rab says over there, Lo Shanavela Dombala Mashatna Sisanas Tachpich, only if the father who gave the money to the daughter, he gave his daughter $100, he said, this is solely for the purpose of food for you. Then the husband will be koine, and the father will be in violation of the mudahano. He took and that he's not going to be mahana, the son-in-law. That's what Rab says, that the only time it's mutter, it's not a violation of the mudahano, is when he specifies, he marks it for a specific purpose, then the husband's not in the picture. Shmuel disagrees, Shmuel Amar. Also, look on the Asan Baal, because Masa Masha Kasa Batab Dabisha Bimam, Tanai, you have a right to make a Tanai. And the Tanai is a good Tanai. Tanai is a good Tanai. You don't say, like the Rashb explained, that it goes directly to the Baal. It doesn't go directly, it goes to the wife, and then from the wife it goes to the husband. Fine. Well, Masik, and the Gemara says over there, Keman Azla Hoshmaitse the Rav. Rab says only if he earmarked it for a specific purpose. I think Mar says, Rab holds like Rav Meir. What do you mean holds like Rav Meir? That Rav Meir says, Amarah Shein LaRabach Rishus Boy is no good. But the Mashma says, but if he earmarks it for a specific purpose, then even Rav Meir would say that it's good. That was the diuk of the Rabbi Natan. Rav Sheshis learns Machlokes is Amarah Shein LaRabach Rishus Boy. But if it will be the next step, which Rav Lozer interprets in the Mishnah, the next step would be, it's only for a specific purpose, Machat Nesis, when the Senes of Tochpich, or over here in this case, only Amarah Shein LaRabach Rishus Boy Lecheris, for a specific purpose, so then even Bein L'Chachamim, the din would be that it would be good. That's Rav Ben Tav's Medai. And Rav Lozer the Amara says, not so. He says, Amarah Shein LaRabach Rishus Boy. Everyone agrees that it's no good. The whole machlokes only is if you earmark it for a specific purpose. So that Gemara says that Rab holds if you earmark it, it's good. And Rab holds like Rab Meir. So that's Rab Meir, according to the understanding of Rab Sheshes, that we're paskening like that. So fine, so it's a machloikis Rab Shmuel. How do you pasken? The Kai Malon in Pchoris, the Gemara has the klal, Ilchus HaKavosa to Rabbi Yisuri Kishmuel Bedine. With respect to Isa Behekta, we pasken like Rab. Whenever there's a machloikis, usually that's the rule. There are exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yisrael Wolf and the Gemara would tell you here, it's an exception to the rule, but that's usually the rule. Ilchus HaKavosa to Rabbi Yisuri Kishmuel Bedine. Then Tosh says, we afagav the pliginam linya moment, but the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel over there, in the end of Nedarim and Daf Pei Ches, is not only with respect to Neder and Yeridea, it's with respect to Dini Mammon, it's not Choshem Mishpat. What's a din? Somebody give, that case happens to be the father is giving money to his daughter and he made a Neder that the son-in-law can't get on off from him. So that case happens to be an Isa Behetu Shadda that happens to be discussed in the end of Yeridea. And Yeridea Chela Gimel starts with Hilchus Nedarim, so that's where that's discussed. So Tosha says, but the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Machlekes in Chosh Mishpat. So why do you say Hilchus Karabi Yisurei? You should say Hilchus Kishmuel Bedine, it's Dini Mammon. It's Be'af Agav, the Pligi Nami, Rabbi Shmuel's Machlekes is not only relevant in the area of Yeridea Hilchus Nedarim, that's Isa the Heta, it's relevant in Chosh Mishpat, Linya Mammon. And Vetes Mikomakom Linya Yisurei Itcho. What does that Loshan mean? That's a Loshan from the Gemara. The Gemara records the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the context of Nedarim, in the context of Nedarim Adav Peches. So the original Machlokes is recorded in the Gemara, Le'inyan Isuri Itchel, the Shiloh was raised. Itchel means the Shiloh was raised with respect to Isa Ve'eta. So therefore the rule should be, Ilchus HaKerabi Isuri. That's the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara has like that in other places. So what do you see from that Gemara? Mashmat Alochi Kerab Meir. You see, the Gemara says Rav holds. We Tosfos says we pass like Rav. Hilchus HaKerabi Yisuri, and the Gemara says there in the end of the Dorm that Rav holds like Rav Meir. How do you see Rav holds like Rav Meir? That's if you hold like Rav Sheshes, that the Machlokes Amena Chachamim is Amenashe Ein LeBaylech Rishuzbay. Just like by Yevan Amenashe Ein LeRabach Rishuzbay, Amenashe Ein LeBaylech Rishuzbay. But if it would have been a step further, Elash Machat Neses from the sentence of Tochpich. He earmarked it for a specific purpose. So even the Eved and the Isha don't get it legamre. So then even Rav Meir would agree that it would, that the Tanai would be a good Tanai. That's how the Rabbi and Tam is interpreting. Mashmat Alachik Rav Meir, the Harav Koi Kabasei, the Hainu Al Karchon, Aliba the Rav Sheshes. That they only argue on Menashe and the Rav Rav Shuzba, but if he would have earmarked it, then everyone would agree that it would be Godila, the Rav Loza, that's exactly the Machlega. Either the Rab Lazar Libid Rab Meir, I feel the Mashat and Senes and Sef Tachbiv, it's also kind of Yosem Baal. Moshe Edel Manosh Tetzibo Lecheris. Doesn't help if you mark it over here. So it shouldn't help if you mark it over there by the married couple. El Akorchon Kerab Shesh is Veloy Kerab Lazar, Sphirulu, the Rabbi Shmuel. Both Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara said, they argue whether you pass like Rab Meir, you pass like the Chachamim. And the Machloit Zameh and the Chachamim. And the Machlek Zameh Nechachamim is Amenashe in the Rabbach Rishuspa. But if you earmark it, then for sure it's good. So that's Rav Sheshes' version of the Machlekes Rav Meir Nechacham. That's a Rabbi Natan proof, and that's Sugi at the end of the Dorim, that Rav, we accept the Stamma the Gemara is accepting Rav Sheshes' Pshat. Shemam Rav, the Rav Sheshes, Manash Teis Balacheris, Moel Kuli Almo, just like, and Mo, Machat, Sanzas Toch Biv, the Moel Afil Rav Meir, Shem. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashma Mihasim Daloche Kerab Sheshes, will look Rab Loza. That's what he just said. You see from that Gemara, the din is like Rab Sheshes, that the Machlekes Rab Meir Nachachamim is Amanas Shein LeRabach Rishuzboi, but if you would earmark it, then everyone would agree that it is good. Ba'od Maisi Rai, Rabbeinu Tam brings another Rai, Daloche Kerab Sheshes. Rab Sheshes' Pshat is the accepted Pshat, not Rab Loza's, from Pergman Tzoremor. So there's a machlokes hatanaim there. Ben Tzoremor is chayv misa. Which case is he chayv misa? If he stole money from the father, and he went and he bought sharp wine, a very sharp alcohol, high alcoholic content wine, yain hoitalki, Italian wine, and he's eating broiled steaks with a bunch of hoodlums, with a bunch of gangsters, juvenile delinquents, whatever. So then there's a din of Tzoremor. So one Tana says, It's not enough if he steals from the father, as he steals from the father and from the mother. So Gemara says, how does the mother have money? Call Mashikan see Ishikan by the all the money belongs to the husband. So the Gemara could have said that they're divorced. Or they got divorced. Unfortunately, by the Jews also people get divorced. So it's strange. Why didn't the Gemara give that the din only applies if the parents are married? It's not true. The Gemara is beferish. Din and mitzvah applies even if they're not married. The Gemara discusses what if they're a brother and the father and the mother are a brother and a sister, the chayvei krisus. It's ain kedushin dobson. The Gemara talks over there, maybe there's a din of ben tzaramar. So it's beferish in the Gemara that you don't need that they should be married. So the Yosemech talks about that kash. Why did the Gemara consider this a problem? How can one Tana say, Achiikna Mishelov, if you're Mishelimo, how can it be Mishelimo? Mashikan Seisha Kanabat. So what's the problem? Maybe they got divorced. Maybe they never got married in the first place. So that's a question on the Gemara's question. Okay. So he quotes the Gemara, V'od Maisi Raya Rabinatam brings another Raya, the Aloch Gerav Sheishes, fine. The Perman Zarman, Amin Hos Mitzar, Mura Enachai, Achiikha Mishaloviv, U Mishelimo. That's one Tana is of the opinion. I don't know. I don't think we pass like that. Anyway, pass like the Mishnah, Achiyach Mishalovi. But one Tana said Mishalovi, he has to steal money from the mother. The Gemara asks, Ima Minola, how does the mother have money? Mashkan Seisha Kana Bailo. All the money belongs to the husband. Mishani, the Gemara answers, Kishanas Nalo Acherim, Amanashan the Bailo Rishus Bohem. Someone else gave her money on the condition that the husband shouldn't acquire ownership. So Fekta says, Vahashta, Bishlema, so the stomach of the Gemara seems to hold like Rav Sheshes. Bishlema, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, at least there's a Tana who holds like that. That's the Machlek, Zameh and the Chachamim. If you give money to a married woman, Amar Hashem, Bailach Vishuzba. Mikom Kamasa Luchala Pazmiya, Ki Rabbanon, the Rab Meir. But if you hold like Rab Loza, La Asiyah, the Hasim, Loka Meir, Loka Rabbanon. Nobody agrees. Nobody agrees. So that stomach of the Gemara sounds like Rav Sheshes. That there, at least there exists a shita in Tanoim like that. Amanash ein lebaylech b'shus b'hem. That you would not say mashu kansi isha kana baylech. Because I leave it Rabbi Loz and ask the awesome loke amei loke rabbanis. The loke echad nobody holds like that. So these are the two rights. Then he has old ma'aser Rabbeinatam brings a third raya that the stam of the Gemara assumes that the din is like Rabsheshes. His interpretation, the machlek zamei and the rabbanon, is a correct interpretation, not like Rabbi Loz's interpretation. So the third wife in the Gemara Mitzochet. Oymala Avdo, somebody asked Zeva Knaini, go be makor of the Korban Pesach on my behalf. Eved forgot, some people enjoy, the Pasuk says you can bring a Korban Pesach, min akvosim min hoizim tikoch. You can either give lamb chops, min akvosim, or bring min hoizim is goat's meat. So apparently, I never ate goat's meat. So apparently, lamb chops I probably did eat. I don't know, I guess so. So apparently there's a difference in flavor. So some, I guess, wealthy people can tell the difference. So the Eved Knaini forgot what the Yodon asked him to bring and the Beis HaMikdash. And he doesn't have a cell phone, doesn't have email, doesn't have, how do you get in touch with the Yodon? The Yodon says, I'll be there tonight to eat the Korban Pesach, just bring a Korban Pesach for me and prepare it. And he forgot what the Yodon asked him to bring. Omalav, the Shchot, Alay, Pesach, V'shocher, the Eved Knaini forgot, Omaloy, Rabbi. Did he tell him I want a goat, or did he tell him I want lamb chops, lekeves? So the Gemara says, let him bring two karbonas pesach, one for the Odon and one for himself. And then he'll bring Allah tonight. He says, if my Odon asks me to bring goat, so this should be for the Odon, and the keves should be for me. If the Odon asks me to bring a keves, so the keves should be for the Odon, and his wife and his children, and the goat should be for me. So the Gemara says, Where did the Eved Knaini get money to buy his own carbon pesach that he's making a tanai? Either this is for the other, this one is for me, or this one is for me, the other one is for the other. Where did he get money? Where did he get enough money? The Pasha Pshat is that the other gave him $1,000 and he said, bring a carbon pesach for me. And now he doesn't remember whether the other told him to bring a goat or a sheep or a lamb. So he doesn't remember. So what do you mean? Where's he going to get another $1,000 to bring another carbon pencil? Where's he going to get the money from? He has his own bank account. So Masha can't ever count a rabbi. What's going on? Mashani could go on the Akne Le. Someone else gave the Akne Le Acher. Someone else gave Amanoshe the Rabbi Lushuspa. A good Samaritan sees the Eved is in trouble ever comes to the Beis Hamikdash, I don't remember what the Yodin told me. I don't know how to figure it out. When I'll come tonight, the Yodin will remind me. He'll tell me which one he asked for. I don't remember which one. So somebody in the Beis Hamikdash says, I'll give you $1,000. I'm rushing the Rabbah Rishuzboy, and therefore it's your money. You can bring another Korban Pesach with that. Or Mashani, the Gemara of Sachman, is going to Aknele, a third party, Acher, a good Samaritan, gives on Manasha the Rabbah Rishuzboy. So Tay says, Behinaki Rab Sheshis, it's only Aliba the Rab Sheshis, that at least that's a Machlek Zamena Chachamit. Avol Rab Lazar, if they didn't, would have been like Rab Lazar, Amanasha the Rabbah Rishuzboy is no good Lacholadez. It would only be good if the good Samaritan, the Acher, gave him the money that was earmarked for the specific purpose of using it to buy Korban Pesach. But if he only just gave it to him, Amanash and Rabbi Shuzboy, no one would say that it's good. So the Rabbeinu Tam has the three Gemaras. The three Gemaras at the end of the Dorim, Daf Peches, the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Ben Zora Mor, Daf Ayin Aleph, and the Gemara in Psochem, Daf Peches, both on Daf Peches. How do you like that? In the Dorim and in Psochem, both on Daf Peches. Okay. So all the three Gemaras, the Stam of the Gemara, is speaking like Rab Sheshis, right? So the din is Rab Sheshis' version, and since Hilchas and Karabi Yisurei, and even on the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and the end of the Dorim is Negea, Choshe Mishpat, and Yerideya, but Leinyan Yisurei Itchok, the Gemara was kaveh, the Shaila was right, the question was brought up in the context of Issa v'Heter. So therefore the Klala of Hilchus Kirab Yisurei maintains here. You don't say Hilchus HaKishmo B'dinei, even though the root of the issue is really Dinei Mamonis, it's an Afkemin of Issa v'Heter. But the root of the Shaila isn't Dinei Mamonis, but the rule is that we pass like Rav. Right? So we pass like Rav, who says that you have to earmark it because that's, according to Rab Sheshis, that's Bein L'Rab Meir, Bein L'Rabon. Fine. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam. Now comes the Ri, was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. Achari Aymed, the Ein Rai Elohimet Aloha Ki Rab Sheshis. You cannot really prove from all the three Gemaras the Aloha. Why? Because all the three Gemaras that the Rabbeinu Tam brought are not talking about a situation of a K'nani with an Odin. All three are talking about a married couple, a husband and a wife. And even though the Gemara keeps on putting the two together, Bereshima Achas, Enkin Yelevi Rabbah, Enkin Leisha Blo Baila, there's a big room to split between the two. So there's room to say maybe Rabbi Lozer is right when he gets to Edek Naini, who is very, very strict. Rabbi Lozer's version is very strict. Amanash and the Rabbi Chushus, but it doesn't help. The only time there's a Machleg, Samir Nachacham, is if you earmark the money. But by a married couple, maybe it's a much less serious din. Because there it's only made the Rabbanim. By the Eved Knaim, it's a real din there, Isa. And by the Isha, it's only a din the Rabbanim. By the Eved Knaim, Kol Mashikon, Eved Knaim, Rabbi, everything goes to the Odom. Somebody gives a matana to the Eved, $500,000, every last penny goes to the Odom. By the Isha, somebody gives matana to the Isha, the Tosis proves from the Yerushalmi that the Baal is only Echel Peris. He doesn't get the Guf Adover. You have to put that, to someone gave $500,000 to my wife, So he put it in the savings account, and the husband is entitled to the peris nichse milud. Gemara has a din in Ksubis that, let's say the couple got divorced, the wife has a farm, and the oranges are growing on the tree, tvua is growing on the field. So it's peris nichse milud, so the husband is entitled to get the peris nichse milud. So if the husband, if they detached the peris from the tree, from the b'chuv of the karka, and then the husband gave the get, so the peris nechs mulug, but detached already, so it belongs to the husband. If the husband gives his wife the get when it's still attached to the ground, so he doesn't get peris nechs mulug, it's considered part of the gufad over. So the husband should use his brains when he's divorcing his wife. Now the latest shtick is that people get divorced. A guy marries a very wealthy girl, and the marriage falls through, is no good. So then, and the wife, when she was born, her grandfather put away $20 billion in a savings account for her. So all the money that accumulated during the marriage is peres nechs miluk. So the husband, when he's about to divorce his wife, he says he wants all the peres nechs miluk. That's the latest thing that they do. The Rabbanim obviously are telling the husbands to ask for the peris nechs milug. The husbands would know on their own, they're amaratzim. They tell the husband to demand that he wants all the Paris next move. So that's the question, is that correct or not? In a savings account, so you get interest on top of interest. So it could well be that if at the end of the, when do you have a right to take out the interest? Whatever. Yeah, you have a right to take out the interest. Let's say it accumulates interest quarterly. So at the end of every quarter, the husband has a right to take out the interest. That's Paris next move. The husband didn't do it. They were married for 5 years. The husband didn't do it. So that interest is going to gain interest on top of the interest. So it's as if you took the Paris and you put it back into the Gufa Dover. So that's a question whether the husband is entitled to the Paris next move. That's a question if he's entitled to the Paris next move. Then when we learned the Gemara earlier, we discussed Rav Baruch Ber quoted in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, what's the Mechayev of Ribbis? A Jew can't charge Ribbis from another Jew. But by Nochrim, the 2 days in Taisus. There's a Taisus in Ezel Neshech. Taisus wants to say, for a Nochri, it's Nisa Gezel. A Nochri is not allowed to charge interest because of Nisa Gezel. Pashta says, we don't accept that opinion. We hold out the other day in Taisus. That for a Nochrim, it's Mutter to take interest. Just like Yisrael's permitted to take interest from a Nochri. So a Nochri is permitted to take interest from another Nochri or from Yisrael. So the Shaila was, what is the Mechayev of Ribbis? I lend the other person $100,000, and I say, when you pay it back, I want you to pay back more. What's the Mechayev to pay back interest? So the classical poskim assumed that the Mechayev is like Schiris, like if I rent you a tuxedo, I rent you an automobile, I have a right to charge for the use of the automobile. So here also, I'm lending you money, I have the right to charge for the use of the money. You're going to put the money to good use. So Baruch Ber quotes, Rav Chaim is not happy with that, because we paskin, that's the Gemara in the second Perek Kedushin, milvelo hitzon nitna. The minute that you lend the malva, lends the money to the loiva, the money belongs to the loiva. So the loiva is not using the money of the malva, he's using his own money. When I rent out a tuxedo or an automobile, you're using my tuxedo, you're using my automobile. I have the right to charge you for this chiris, for the use of my item. But once I lend you a halvor of the $1 million, you're using your own money, you're not using my money. So how do I have the right to charge you for schiris? Rav Chaim thought that that's not correct. The mechayev is not schiris. He thought the mechayev is matan mois. What do you mean matan mois? You don't say, but I'll lend you $1 million, you mechayev to pay me back $1 million. And if I lend you $1 million and I say, you only have to give me back $900,000, I was mechayev $100,000. When I say I want you to pay back $1 million plus $100,000, there's a carrot and then there's a ribbis, a separate mechayev for the ribbis. So Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim, no, matan mois is a kinyan. Matan mois can be kind of karka, matan mois can be kind of kiddushin, ishus, matan mois can be kind of shibudim. I lend you money, so you mechayev to pay me back money. How much money do you have to pay back? Whatever we make up. So if it's a Jewish person and there's a prohibition, there's an isa ribbis, it's self-understood. I lend you $1,000, it's understood, you're only going to pay me back $1,000. What if I say, I lend you $1,000 and I only want back $995? Not that I was moichel $5. I'm lending you $1,000 and the matan mois will only be kind of shibudim of $995. I wasn't moichel anything. It's just I wanted the matan mois to be kind of less. And if I want to charge interest, let's say I'm lending to a nochri, so the matan mois is a kinyan. So I say, I'm lending you $1,000 and I want you to pay back $1,100. You don't need it. You don't say that the halva is mechayev the $1,000, and there's some other mechayev to pay for the ribbis. The whole thing is the matan mois. So then, according to the way Rav Baruch Ber quotes in the name Rav Chaim, the girl's grandfather put the money in the savings account for the girl when she was born. The girl didn't get married before she got born, so the money was put away. So the mechayev to pay all of that—that's not. That's not, it's a very questionable, that's not Peres Nichsim Malug. Peres Nichsim Malug means the Peres that grew while they were married together. The Chiyuv to pay all of this interest was set up from day number one, when the baby was born and her wealthy grandfather put away all the money in the savings account that accumulates interest and interest on top of interest. So that was a Mechayev from 20 years ago. That's not from now. So that's that shouldn't be considered peres nechsa maluk. Let's say the girl was single and she lent money. She lent that money. And then after she gets married, then the loiver pays her back the money. So that's called peres nechsa maluk. The mechayev to pay the money was from before she got married. So here the mechayev, the chiyev on the bank to pay interest, and interest on top of interest, etc., etc., according to Rav Baruch Ber, B'shem Rav Chaim, this was all from day number one when the baby was born. The grandfather put the money away. Could well be that it's not called Peres Nechsa Malug. The Mechayev preceded the marriage. Peres Nechsa Malug means she owns karka, so then the peres that grow, Aroy Hashbach, takes place during the marriage. She acquires ownership during the marriage. So that's Peres Nechsa Malug. Right. I don't know if you accept the halacha. Classical post come on in the Avnei Nezer and Shuba Achreinim Shuvas, but you got to look in the Shach in Yeridaya. You know, we have to look in the Shach. The Gemara talks about every case is covered. Gemara talks about a case. I had the case came up halacha lemaisa. A non-Jewish girl in Temple University in Philadelphia. A non-Jewish girl lent a few $1,000 to a Jewish girl, Biribis, and then the non-Jewish girl converted in the middle of the halvor. So the Shaila was, is she allowed to collect the rib? So it's a discussion in the Gemara, and it's a discussion in Yeridaya, and there are important shachs over there. So that's where the Shaila comes up. When you lent money, and the other person has to pay back 5 years later with interest, when is the chiv of the rib is chal? You say, every day the rib is accumulates more, 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 because she's using the money for longer. Every month that she keeps it, she has to pay more interest. So you say, the use of the money every month is mechayev, like the Avdei Nezer says, the mechayev is a schiris. Or do you say, no, the matan mos was mechayev, we made a whole chart. If you're going to hold it for 5 years, matan mos will be mechayev so much. If you hold it for 2 years, matan mos will only be mechayev so much. So that's a discussion in the shach there. That's not so muskum. The classical post, ma'amin, Avdei Nezer and others. But you look in the shach, it's not so poshut that he agrees with the others. Yeah. So the Tosus here, the Ri is the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. Achari Aymer, Dein Rai Lomad Alocha Kirab Sheishes. He can't prove, from all the three Stamadi Gemaras, he can't prove that Rab Sheishes' version of the Machlekes, Rab Meir and Achachamim, and the Mishnah by Eved is the more correct one. Maybe there's a split between Eved and a married woman. In Rai Lomad Alocha Kirab Sheishes, he did a Dorm Perak Mansar Mar from the Gemara in the end of Pesachim. Why? Does Masuk Mishapa feel Rab Lozar, even if you're like Rab Lozar's Pshat over here, that Amanoshe le Rabbi Chavishus Bay, Luchal Ideas doesn't help. The only time there's a Machlokes is if you earmark it, because Yesh Lechalik, there's a big room to distinguish between an Isha and an Eva, Matzin Lameim, I feel the Rab Lozar, Amal Rab Meir, feel Amal Amash, Tetzba Lecheris, Kona Rabbi, Rab Lozar's version, the Rab Meir would hold, even if you earmark the money, it doesn't help. Yochalias can sign that by a married woman that doesn't apply. Look on Abal Sharei, Einim Shavim, they're not the same. Kol Mashiach Kan Zehisha Kan Abal, Kol Mashiach Kan Rab is not the same. Even though the Gemara by us keeps on saying that both Benishim Achas, so the Ri is Mechadish that it's not necessarily the same. Sure, Einim Shavim, they're not the same. Shein Yad Hisha Ki Yad Habal Kemo Shi Yad Ha'Ebed Ki Arab. The Gemara is Loshon with Yad Hisha Ki Yad Bailo. Yeah, the Karab, but it's not the same. Not the same. Teda proof. That's Gemara Cheskes Habatim. Why? Gemara said because Habal Lechal Peres Nechsem Milug is a schus med the Rabbanan, and the husband says Lanichali b'takanta the Rabbanan. He's meichel the schus. He can always be meichel the schus. The husband is meichel the schus, so he doesn't get Peres Nechsem Milug. So Habal Shenasim Matan Alish the Baal. For his wife's birthday, whatever, wedding anniversary, so he buys the jewelry. So the jewelry belongs to the wife, Legamre. The Baal is not entitled to Peres Nechsem Malug. Masheni came by an Eved, he thinks that Gimbori would not apply. Vilum Nasim Matana La Avda to an Eved. Look, on Eved Klau. Those are things the Eved doesn't have a yad at all to be kind of. That's the Loshan HaGemara. Could be, I don't know. But the re-tainans that you don't have to make an equation. There's a big room to the split between the two. The Gemara there only had it explained by a married woman, but it doesn't necessarily prove that the same thing applies to an Eved. Yeah. Could be the Vashna Gemara's love after. So he says that there's a difference. There's a major difference. One is the Raisa and one is the Rabbana. Now, why didn't he mention that? Yad Eved Kiad Rabbis that didn't Raisa. Yad Ishi Kiad Bailas only with the Rabbana. So he said something that's bigger and better. Yad Eved Kiad Rabbis Lagamre. The Karen, everything goes to the Yod Mashenik and Yad Ishi Kiad Baila. Only the Paris Nichs in the Lug. Votate Share, Shadim Shav, Misharim. Thus Nachem Atan 11. Stomas of Ben Beguf, Ben Paris. Call Masha and Kenyan Levit, Bar Rabba, everything goes to the Yod. Then can you level a rabbi at all? I understand can you level a klal? Even the guf adover. The eshel rab guf uperis. However, by a married woman, v'nas nacher matan leisha, the baal, you say, enkin leisha b'la baila is not true. En la baila kin peris. Aval a guf shalo. So what do you do? Someone gave the wife $500,000. You have to put it in a bank account. V'lo shanagmoz yilokach b'am karka v'abal lechot peris. So you look at Bamkarka today, what mean? You put the money in a savings account, and the husband is entitled to the rebach, to the annual interest from the savings account. But the guf is shalom, the Baal only gets the peris. That's the Loshan Gemar. Someone gave $500,000 to the married woman, you look at Bamkarka, Baal Echol Paris. So today we would say, put it in a savings account. If the woman is walking down the street and she finds a $1,000 bill in the street, the husband gets it completely. Why don't you say over there also, the Bala only gets the Paris. The wife should keep the goof and only the Bala only should get the Paris. So he says it's not the splitting. How do you know that it's so? Why they make such a takona? That the Metzias Aisha goes completely Labaila because we're concerned Shem and Tignab Zuhuvim, the husband's going to have money around the house, the wife is going to steal the money from the husband. But Toima, she may claim, Metzias Matzasi, I found it in the street. So they made a takana that even if she found it in the street, it goes completely to the husband. How are you going to explain the case of Matona? What's the question? How are you going to explain Matona? Kloimar. Yishalmi doesn't explain what the question is. The Ri is explaining Pshat in Yishalmi Kloima. Matana atzma nechesh loho. Shemet tikna v'tama nosna li b'matana. She may steal zuhuvim from the husband because the husband has money around the house. She may steal money from the husband. So if she'll claim, I found that a metziah, if she'll lie and say, I found a metziah, so then she'll be able to cheat the husband. So they made a takana, the metziah goes to the husband. So she can claim somebody gave it to be Mimatana. So Vaita, the problem is, maybe she steal money from the husband. She'll claim somebody gave it to be Mimatana. Shalmi answers, Mishani, there's no need to make such a takana. Matana yesh lako. What do you mean, Matana yesh lako? We'll ask her, who gave you the Matana? She says, I was walking down the street and I found a $1,000 bill. How can you contradict her? Well, she's going to say, some good Samaritan gave me $1,000. Who? So the husband will ask, who gave you the money? Then they go, ask the guy, did you give the money? He'll deny it. He said, I never gave you the money. So that's going to be Islay Kol. It's not that whatever anybody gives a matana has got to be mefursam. The husband will ask the wife, I think you stole the money from my drawer. Where'd you get the $1,000 from? So she's going to say, Pliny gave it to be matana. So the husband will call up Pliny. And he'll ask him, did you give my wife? So it'll be Islay Kol. Not that it's always Yeshla Kol. It'll turn out that it'll be Islay Kol. So she won't get away with that shtick. So that's why if somebody gives a matana to the wife, the whole matana doesn't go to the husband. That's only by metzia. The whole metzia goes to the husband, shematignav, zuhuvim, etc. But matana is just like, let's say the wife yarshins her father. They're married, the couple is married, and then the father-in-law dies and he leaves no son. So the daughters get the Yerusha. So the daughter's going to get the Yerusha. So that's becomes Paris Nechsimuluk. That becomes Paris Nechsimuluk. So let's say she yarshins karka. So the karka belongs to the wife, and the Paris that grow go to the husband. She yarshin money in the bank. So the money now belongs to the wife. So the annual interest is the Paris Nechsimuluk. and the goof and the keren, the wife keeps. So someone gives a matana to the wife. It's also a din of peris next to mabuk. You lock up on karka, babala is a peris. The din that you give legamri to the husband, that's only by the metzia. There's a special reason why. Shemir tignav duhuvim, toimer, etc. Special takon. But by someone gives a matana, it's muchach from the Yerushalmi's kasha. I'd explain by matana. Yerushalmi answered, kala yisle. Even matana have a guf nami labal, ma'oisa ma'brach is lemmer, nitno libe matana. What are you going to gain? It's also going to be everything. You see from that Yerushalmi, the Ri is proving that Yerushalmi and Ksub is the matana, shenasna lo achem, someone else gave. If the baal nasa matana lishto, ain't a baal lechol peris, because he's saying, la nichalib takanta de rabban. But if Acher gave a matana, matana should not know lo Acherim. Some other good Samaritan gave matana, not the husband. And labal ele peiris, abal aguf liyishu. The ilu be'eved and nosan lo Acher matana, gonna hod na peiris ve'aguf. The hod gets everything. So the re-split, he said, you're right. You can prove from all the Gemaras that Rav Sheshis's version is correct. Sheshis' version is correct, and we pass on like Rabbi Yisuri. We pass on like Rabbi, you have to earmark it. If you earmark it, even Ramei would agree. And the Gemara says that the Rav holds like Rav Meir, and Hilchos like Rabbi Yisuri, Len Yad Yisuri Itcho. So the din is like Rav Sheshis' version, the din is like Rav Meir. But the same thing is saying the din is like the Rabbanon, according to Rav Loza's version. Same thing. That if you earmark the money, that it's good. If you didn't earmark the money, just al marasha in the bialach b'shus, but then it's no good. But that doesn't prove necessarily what the din is by the other k'nani. Fine. Usually the Ri was very kof of the Rabbi Natan. He learned by the Rabbi Natan. Once in a while he disagrees with him.
I mean, he hasn't really addressed the Gemara himself. He went the every k'nani and the sen, the sheep or the...
Ah, right. That Gemara is Eved.
Two of the rabbis.
That's right. Only two of them are about the Isha. One is Eved, yeah. That's a good taina. Mm-hmm. I guess so. That's something. Why is it Abdafka? Yeah. So what does Taisa have? Now they have Akasha. According to what the Rabbi Natan said in the first line of Taisa, that according to Rab Sheshis, the Machlokes Amen, the Rabbanan is, Amanash and the Rabbach Rishus Bai, but if he would have earmarked the money for a specific purpose, then everyone would agree. Even Ramei would have agreed that then you don't say kol mashikana v'kana rabbi. And then even Ramei would agree that you can have kesef v'yidei atzmo. So why does it say in the Mishnah you can never have kesef v'yidei atzmo? If you earmark the money, it can be kesef v'yidei atzmo. That's how the Rabbi Natan started off. Rabbi Natan, according to Rav Sheshis, if it would have been the case of Rav Lazar, then even Ramei would agree that it would be good. So why does he make a flat statement in the Mishnah? That's the kasha now. Yom Tama. Pishim in the Tam the Rav Sheshis, Ma'al Amanash Teitz Bolacherus, Afila the Rav Meir, that's how the Rav Ben and Tam start up in Cain. Amai Kama Rav Meir, B'mas Nisan. Why does he make a flat statement in the Mishnah? Because of Adi Atzma, Loi, can never happen. Why can never happen? Adi Atzma, Nami Mashkal, Ma'al Amanash Teitz Bolacherus. If he marks it for that specific purpose. So now Tosfos, in giving the answer, Tosfos sounds like they're explaining how does it work? Al manash etetze bo lecheres. So the Gemara said, the lotion of the Gemara was, l'didei nami holoko maknile. I never gave it even to the Eved. He sounds, the Rabbi Natan, it sounds like he's understanding the Gemara literally. That's in Yoridei and Hilchas Nedorim, when they quote the Psak and Ad Gemar Nedorim, Dap Peches. So that's a debate in Achrayim. How come it helps? Because I never even gave it to the Isha. It's my money, and I gave the Isha permission to use my money to buy food for my daughter. My daughter's married, and I don't get along with the son-in-law. So I can't give money to my daughter because I'll be mahad in the son-in-law. And he's a muda hanor. So if he gives the daughter money, amanashit mashat nesis and tachpiv, what it means is that the money still belongs to me. So it's not kesav idei. It's not kesav idei atzma. It's kesav idei acherim. So the Rabbeinu Tam seems to have understood that Gemara literally, the last two lines on Chav Gimel and Beis. He never gave it to the Eved. That's what he says. In time, Alachem all the question appears up in a time. The other Rabbeinu Tam, Moel Manasha Teitz Balachem. I feel the Rab Meir. There's a case in Rab Meir. So why does Rab Meir make a flat statement in the Mishnah? Yeah. And Cain, am I calling Rab Meir in the Mishnah? Because by the Atzma Loi, it's impossible. How the Atzma Nami Meshkar Sabay Nami Meshkar Sabay Nami Meshkar Sabay Nami Meshkar Sabay. So he marks it. So he says, no, that's not called the Atzma. The money still belongs to the Good Samaritan. He never gave it to the Eved. He gave the Eved permission to use his, to use the Good Samaritan's money to go Lecheres. Yerushalmi Kei Agavna, Ayde Achermik, V'loy Adi Atzma. Why keep in the Lekonu Osimo Eved Legamre? That's the question. The word legamre means that it's not kind at all. Oh no, since it was earmarked, so the Odin is out of the picture. The Odin is out of the picture, then the Eved is kind. So that's the question now. So that's in Yerideya, that's the Machlokes Achronim, whether he never gave it to the Eved. So the simple answer the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that he never gave it to the Eved, period. But then the word legamre throws you off a little bit. He says, Kevin the Lakona Osam Eved legamre, but the Nesan Almana Sheyetzi Bo Lecheres. So that's not called Ali De Atzma. I mean, it's not Ali De Atzma. You can't call it Ali De Atzma. Those are the 2 days in Achrenim. How do you understand? The Afa Gavta the Rab Lozer the Muki Pluktai Balmana Shetetz Balacheres Mikri Ali De Atzma. Yeah, Hayne Mishum. Rab Lozer says that's the Machlekes Amer and the Rabbanan. If you earmark the money, so Amer says it still doesn't help. He can never have Kesev Ayde Atzma. See, Rav Shesha says that that's called Kesev Ayde Acherim. And Rav Lazar calls that Kesev Ayde Atzma. So it's a machlek zomer, Rav Lazar, but he called it Kesev Ayde Atzma, Kesev Ayde Acherim. So that's what he says, yeah. Rav Gavta, the Rav Lazar, look, tie you in the Mishnah. Machlek zomer, Nacham, in the Mishnah is what case? Amano Shetet Zibol Acherus, earmark the money. The Muki Plakta Manash Teitz Balachem Mikri Ayde Atzmai. That's the case in the Mishnah. That's called. So how can you tell me that according to Rab Meir, according to Rab Sheshish's version, that's called Ayde Acherim. According to Rab Lozer's version, that's called Ayde Atzma. So he says, yeah, it's totally Zed Bezeh. Hayne Mishum. The Rab Lozer, according to Rab Lozer, Isle De Kanya Ebed De Kana Rabbe. So the Ebed is kind of, because the Ebed is kind of goes to the other. So that's called Kesef. So that's Nachamol. So that's called Kesef Ayde Atzma. Av the Rav Sheshi this lay Lo Kanye Rabbi is not Kanye Mikra Ayde Acherim. That's why it's good for the pidyon. The Machmas Shabbat Kanel. That's his bow. Lo Kanye Lei Rabbi Ayde Acherim Mikri. That's exactly the difference between Rav Sheshi and Rav Loza. Do you call it Ayde Atzma or do you call it Ayde Acherim? Call it Ayde Acherim. According to Rav Sheshish's version, that would be called Adecher, means he never gave the money to the Eved at all. The Eved has permission to use my money, the Good Samaritan's money. Then Tez gets stuck by the Kasha, so the answer the Kasha. Okay. So this is the famous read. He says that there's room to split between the Isha, Mashikan, Isha Kanabah, Mashikan, Eved Kanabah. Even though the Gemara puts it together, the Gemara keeps on repeating it, put it together. Okay, the Mishnah says how an Evetani goes free. Only has Kesef and Shtar. In the previous sugya, we were discussing how an Evetani goes free, how an Evetani goes free. So the Brice adds on that in the Chumash it says that the Evetani goes free. B'shen v'yayin. Tana, the Brice says, Yotze b'shen v'yayin v'rosh e'ivorim she'en ha'chosm. That the Mishnah didn't bother to mention it. But the Brice adds it on. That's the Feirush of Pasuk and Chumash. The Mishnah didn't have to mention. So the Gemara says, how do you know that there's choftal v'rosh e'ivorim and the Chumash only says shen v'yayin? So the Gemara asks, b'shlein b'shen v'yayin k'sivit, that's black and white. V'rosh e'ivorim, choftal v'rosh e'ivorim, min olam. How do you know that there's such a din? So the Gemara says, "Dumi d'shem v'yayin." What do you mean, "Dumi d'shem v'yayin"? It's a mamatzinu. It's a mamatzinu. Dumi d'shem yai. Ma shem yai in mum shebegal d'mein chayz, ma avkol mum shebegal d'mein chayz. Frag the Gemara, you can't learn a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, if it's written once in Chumash, but it's written two different places, then it's called shnei k'sim aboy k'echad ein b'lamdim. You can't learn with a mamatzinu. Because if the Chumash really meant that it should be extrapolated from the pasuk to all other cases, so why is it written a second time? Learn out the second case from the first case. The fact that it's written twice is an indication that it's only in these two cases, doesn't apply in other cases. Break the Gemara, how can you say you're using a mamatzinu? You can't learn with a mamatzinu, because why was it written twice? Everything more notes, tzricha. This is not shnei k'sim aboy k'echad. If you'd only have either one or the other, you wouldn't have been able to learn the other. It's a tzara shava shabem. Why is it a tzricha? Said because Rahman Hashem, how may not be the shen the cholot, even the baby tooth, that the baby drinks milk when he has the baby tooth. The baby tooth is going to fall out. He's going to have the later tooth. So the din is that the eved doesn't go free with that. So if you would only have the pasuk by shen, you would mistakenly think even the shen the cholot, even the baby tooth also is yotzei l'cheres. If you have a baby eved, okay, if you have a little baby eved, kigon Rashi says beved cotton, a baby eved. Because Rahmana Ayin, I would have thought that if you knock out a tooth, the tooth wasn't there when the baby was born. To the exclusion of Shen, even the second set of teeth. So that's why Tzvicha. So it's not called Shnei K'sim Aboy K'echad. So you should make a Tzara Shava from Shen V'Ayin to be Marbe with a Mamatzinu, any one of the Rosh Eivar. Freg the Marakashe. How do you have the right to make a mamatzinu over here? The ema, maybe I should say it's a klal prat. Kiyaka is klal. Shem yayin is a prat. Klal prat. Ema klal masha bifrat. Shem yayin. And midyach min iloi. Maybe it's a klal prat. So you have no right to be marba mamatzinu. Everything more, no, it's a klal prat. The klal, so it should be kena prat. Everything more, loy. Midyach min iloi. Everything more, lachav shiv shachen el chazav ikilo. The pasuk continues, so that's klal prat to klal. Yato dono gain a prat. So what's gain a prat? Ma furish mushe begadav ein chayz. Ma kol mushe begadav ein chayz. Beg mar kasha. Wait a minute. If it's a klal prat to klal, maybe you should have a third condition. Imar prat mufurish mushe begadav ein chayz. Vim plus a bottle min malachtai. The eye or the tooth, the eye usually sees with. The tooth you chew food with it. So if you knock out the eye, you can't see. It doesn't function. Knock out the tooth. So he can't chew with that tooth, he's missing. Masheni kein, let's say you knocked out a mumshe begoloi, the inochoizer, but it never has any malacha. That organ never does anything. It doesn't function as anything. It just holds the body together. Holds the body together. But it doesn't, the eye, you use the eye to read, to see, and you use the teeth to chew. But there are organs in the body that just hold together the whole body, but they don't function. We don't have any function of them. So the Gemara says, Aloma Tanya, how come we have a brisa? Tolish biskana, if the Odon yanked on the beard of the Eved, he yanked so hard with Dilda by Etzim, and he loosened the bone. So the bone is no longer going to have blood circulation, and that bone is going to die. So it's a Rosh Eivarim Shebegoloi, and it's Eino Chozer, it's not going to grow back again, but that bone just holds the body together. That bone doesn't have any function at all. Dilda by Etzim. The din is eved yetzvam lecheres. So the question is, why? But you have a klal prat to klal. You say kein prat. So the kein prat should be mumshe begaloi, hein achoizer, and also mevatel min malachtai. But this bone in the jaw doesn't have any malacha. It doesn't have any functional use at all. The functional use is just probably holds together the whole face. Holds everything together, but it doesn't function as anything else. How come the din is Allah matanya? Yeah. Allah Miatanya is Eved Yotze Belacheres. The Gemara said there's a ribuy on that. And for the Gemara, Lachav Shir Shalchen is ribuyahu. Your Marba says, oh, really? It's a ribuy. The ribuyahu. I feel the Keliyar of Tzavsim, Sosal Aksa also. So why do you say it has to be a Mumshe Begola Beina Choyzer? Maybe Mumshe Begola is enough. Maybe I should be Marba. Just like I thought originally that it should be a Klal Prat a Klal. You should need three Kaina Prat. It should be Mumshe Begola. It should be Eina Chayz, and it should be Malachta, Mevatlam and Malachta. So he said, no, you knock out Mevatlam and Malachta because of the Ribuy. maybe you should knock out also ein achoizer. So let's say if you made any wound on the Eved, even if it's going to be a choizer, it's going to be a mumayver, it's going to heal by itself. But still, maybe the Eved is yotzei v'cheres, because you have a ribui. Maybe the only thing you require is that it should be a mum shebegolui. Alama tanya keo yod v'tzamsa v'selach tzalas, it's going to get better by itself. Ein ab yotzei v'cheres. Everything more, nein, that's ridiculous. Shem v'yayim mai hanalei. No, it has to be dumi d'shem. You need ma prat mefurish. You need, it should be a klal of prat klal. Usually you say it has to be diamond two prat, and two details. Here it's two, that it's a mumsha begolui, and it's ein achoizeh. It's not going to get better by itself. Then the more has the machloek to satanoim, the need is ta shichra. Yeah, okay. So I apologize, tomorrow I'm going to be out of town. I won't be able to give a shiur. And then Sunday, I don't think I'll be able to give a shiur. It's going to be a celebration all day. So we hope we'll be able to learn on Monday, after all the celebrations are over. Okay. What are we supposed to do now? Supposed to go downstairs and learn with other students. Okay. The Rebbe's along with students, or the Rebbe's along with Rebbe's? We'll find out when I get downstairs. Okay.
What's the difference between a pinyana mishnei ksuvim and a memasina mishnei ksuvim? The memasina with two. Why would that be, why is a pinyana mishnei ksuvim work? If you, according to some kind of...
Pinyana.
Isn't that according to some opinions, the Messina is a
binyan?